Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer great deed from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of God, Son of Man, will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and they will repay all according to his conduct. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus very stern towards Peter. Jesus just didn't want Jesus to suffer. But what Jesus said, get behind of me, Satan. Satan means whatever is not doing the will of God, we are following the will of Satan. Of course, Jesus didn't mean Peter is Satan. But when we follow the idea of Satan, then we become part of Satan too. Jesus is very stern with Peter this time. It is understandable Peter stopped Jesus going to Jerusalem because Peter didn't want Jesus to suffer. Jesus understands this. But then he said to them, Those who want to follow me must carry his cross every day. The cross might not be a physical one. It could be a very spiritual one. Sometimes out of egoism, of hatred. We don't want to reconcile with people. We don't want to serve someone we do not like, etc. Jesus wants us to be close to him. He wanted to share his life. But before life could completion, we have to live like Jesus on earth. Moment by moment, to live the will of God the Father. According to Jesus, whatever God desires is for the best of our soul. Jesus didn't want us to suffer, but to follow Jesus, suffering at times could be the consequence. Because whenever we do something against the will of God, then we are following the will about egoism. It's not easy, always fight against our egoism. Jesus on earth is teaching us where we go, what we are doing, always be joyful to fulfill the will of God. Might be you are cooking, you are working in the office, or praying, or doing some spiritual or physical exercises, or in the garden, whatever you do, in the spirit of trust, so entrusting everything in His hand. But this way, we can feel this kind of gift to follow the will of God. And only by then, we can experience the joy of the presence of Jesus. The peace comes from inside, comes from Jesus. He wants us not too much worried about things that we cannot do for the time being. We utilize the time to serve Him by giving a helping hand to people, by listening. Jesus is always ready to give us a helping hand. Important, you have to tell Him, Jesus, I want to follow your will. Although that the will of your Father is that you suffer for us. And on the other hand, we understand that in order to fulfill the will of God for us, we have to suffer a little bit. We have to forget ourselves. We have to put down what we are supposed to do. Wholeheartedly telling Him, you just want to do His will. He will teach us. And Jesus promised, ask, be given, seek, and you will find.